And we are on the fly at Aviation Gateway Park, and there's an airport around here. Yes, it's Air Venture 2026, and the airplanes are starting to fly for the upcoming air show here this afternoon, and so we might have a little background noise because that's where we are. Anyway, joining us for our last segment is the CEO of a company called DTA. They're an aircraft manufacturer out of France, and they have brought their company's stuff here to Oshkosh, to the Vertical Lift Center, which is a perfect place to show it. And this technology is competing in that personal vertical lift space, and we're going to talk to Theo Parent, the CEO, about that stuff. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Yeah, so this is an exciting little two-seat vertical lift eVTOL, we call it, right? Tell us about your vertical lift eVTOL.
Yeah, that was a great introduction. Thank you. That's an eVTOL.
It's a lot, you know. It's a lot of words.
Yeah. And it's pretty brand new, so people need to get their mind around it. That's a two-seater eVTOL that can fly for 2 hours because it's hybrid. So we do not rely only on batteries, and batteries technology is not there yet for aircraft to be flying for such a long time. And because we've been building aircraft for 35 years, mostly gyrocopters and gyroplanes, we reused some of that technology into that eVTOL, hence why we do have an hybrid solution. And if you look at it either on the website or here at the booth, you'll see that the back passenger seat is actually a fuel tank. That fuel tank generates electricity via the APU, then powers the aircraft. So that's a pretty cool technology.
That is cool technology. And, of course, your competitors in that field are running battery technology that gives, you know, 15 or 20 minutes of flight and then a recharge, right?
Exactly. They're building great aircraft. We've seen some of them, and it's quite wonderful, and I like it. However, unfortunately, the battery doesn't have enough density as of now, and it's weird because the more battery you had, the less flying time you have because of that density being too low. So when we are getting there, we'll probably be switching to full electric, but as of now, we have the answer to it, and we can deliver.
That's awesome. Okay, tell us some specifics about your aircraft. First of all, what's it called?
Yeah, it does look a little bit like a gyrocopter because obviously it inherits our heritage and our legacy aircraft. The two-seater is a tandem configuration, so one in the front, the passenger in the back. That means also the gravity center point is the actual passenger seat. So if you're by yourself or not, it doesn't change anything on the flight system and flight algorithm. Same goes with the fuel, either full or empty. The weight distribution is the same. Also, we can talk a little bit about safety because that's what's important here. We have 8 different rotors. Each of them are independent, meaning you can lose up to 4 of them. You will keep flying as long as they're on different booms. If something happened and that you might lose 2 rotors on the same axis, the same boom, then on the top, we do have a ballistic parachute. That's a whole airframe parachute. And that is thanks to basically removing the mast from our previous gyrocopter and adding a parachute instead. So that parachute is right at the middle of the aircraft.
And that's in case you hit a bird or something that takes out that
exactly.
Whole
you got it perfectly. Yeah. But anyway, if you start losing some rotors, you will try to land. You won't wait for a second rotor to fail. But still talking about the safety, though, it's powered by 4 different battery packs. That means if it's not one battery pack dying and shutting down the entire engine. If one battery pack dies, it shuts down 2 different rotors at opposite side of the aircraft, so you'll still be able to fly. And on the APU this time, the APU delivers 90 kilowatt constant. It's a technology that we are not building. We do assemble shelf product that already exists, and that one is already certified. And we put that into the aircraft, delivers 90 kilowatt constant, while the aircraft needs 80 kilowatt to fly. That means if you have no more batteries, you can still fly on the APU and land safely.
That's great. So everybody wants to know a couple of things. And that is, since it's new technology and unknown to most of us, what does it take to learn to fly it? What kind of pilot certificate do you need to fly it? And how much does it cost?
Those are great questions. Everyone wants to know the answer.
Yeah, those are the three that everyone wants to know.
All right. Well, first of all, it's super easy to fly, and at least it has been meant that way. One key outcome for you to know is that the actual owner of the company in France, when he bought the TA back from previous owners, he was a gyrocopter pilot, and his main goal was to build for himself, and I insist on himself because that was his sole purpose at the beginning, an aircraft far safer and easier to fly than a gyrocopter, so he could on Tuesday weekly go to his mom for the lunch, which is an hour away from the office, back and forth on an aircraft that he will feel confident flying at his mom. So that was the beginning of the story on how we transitioned from gyrocopters to eVTOL. But back to the easiest and the easy flying part, a teenager could actually fly it. It's fully autonomous led. However, as a pilot, you can take over on the autopilot, but to a certain extent. That means the autopilot is including a transponder, so you'll have an anti-collision system with other aircraft. It will know every no-fly zones, you won't be able to go into it, and also we will deliver with LIDARs underneath, so four of them pointing in four different directions, that will prevent you from going into external elements such as a mountain, a building, a telegraph pole.
Power lines.
Say that again?
Power lines.
Yeah, power lines. Those are really dangerous for pilots, and this will prevent you from going into it. So the main idea here, and previously you were having Robinson, and they give you great speech, is basically kind of a modern replacement and safer and easier to fly of a two-seater helicopter. Same use case, approximately the same range, but different use and easier.
So the next step is going to be, so it's a two-seat hybrid eVTOL. The next step is to figure out a place to put baggage.
Yes. Exactly. You can put that in your garage, straight into your garage. That was your question, right?
No, baggage. To be able to go somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
To take your...
The payload is 400 pounds just for yourself. The gas is included in the total weight of the aircraft. So 400 pounds is decent.
So that's the useful load.
That's the useful
outside
load.
After fuel.
It's true, true. Yeah. That means...
If two 200-pound people.
Yes. If you're two person, then you'll carry backpacks with you. However, if you're by yourself, you have plenty of room on the back seat to take luggage on with you.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And your previous question was about the price point.
Yeah, well, we have to get there at some point.
We are talking $365,000. Up until now, that aircraft has been produced in France. But right after the show, for myself, I settle in the U.S. and will be landing in Phoenix, Arizona at Scottsdale Airport.
Okay.
Meaning the aircraft is meant to be manufactured in the U.S. after that. So that's going to be designed in France and produced in the U.S.
It's a good thing you've started working on your tan.
Yes.
It's going to be hot.
It is going to be really hot.
So if somebody we didn't talk about the training. Let's talk about the training.
True. Yeah. My bad.
So how does somebody say they want to buy one of these? What certificate do they need and how do they train for it?
Thanks to the FAA Mosaic rule, this will fall under the light sport aircraft. That means you'll be able to fly that with a sport pilot license or above. Meaning if you do not hold any license as of now, that's only 20 hours of training and no medical requirements. Super easy. You just need that training and a valid driver license, meaning if you're speeding on the road, you should stop.
Right. So if you already have a pilot certificate, it's just an add-on sport pilot rating.
Yes, it is. And this will be partnering with flight school all across the states so that they can deliver the training on the aircraft itself.
That's fantastic. How long do you anticipate, because it's so autonomous, it seems to me like the training, you know, 20 hours is just going to, a lot of it is after the first 3 hours, you're just collecting time.
Yeah, mostly, but that's how's the regulation, so we'll have to stick with it. But as I was telling you, it's going to be super easy. So a teenager could do it just like a drone. It's super easy for everyone to fly a drone nowadays. So it's the same thing here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and it sounds like the way the technology works with the autonomous system, keeping you out of airspaces, keeping you away from things. You just program in the where you're going in the database, and it figures out how to get there.
That's exactly how the interface is built. I invite you to come over afterwards. You'll see for yourself.
Okay.
You've described it perfectly.
And speaking of coming over and seeing it for yourself, where can people find you online?
Yeah, they can find us at dtaaircraft.com. They'll get all the info they need. They can go on our Instagram page, YouTube page. They'll get the infos everywhere. If they reach out, I'll receive the emails and I'll make sure to reach back.
Lots of videos. How about here at AirVenture? Are you flying at all?
No, we're not flying at AirVenture because we couldn't anticipate that. That's our very first exhibition.
Okay.
But next year, we'll make sure to deliver on that.
That will be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Theo, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is an exciting aircraft. DTA, an aircraft manufacturer out of France. They're coming to the U.S. in Scottsdale. Online at?
DTA-aircraft.com.
DTA-aircraft.com. J-Mod G, that wraps it up for 2026 here at AirVenture for On the Fly. We look forward to seeing you again next year in 2027 for more excitement. Definitely enjoy the next 2 days of the show. We have the air show coming up here in just a few minutes. And so stick around for that. We'll cover that right here on EA Radio. Everyone have a great year. Have a great end of AirVenture 2026. And we'll talk to you next year. J-Mod G, On the Fly, you're listening to EA Radio.